You had mentioned the example of a monk who wanted to commit suicide and he remembered his virtue and that uplifted him. In Samyutta Nikaya, there are a few instances where monks committed suicide, but Buddha said that they attained Nibbana. So, how is that possible?
I think that's extremely rare. Like there's, what was the name of the monk who used the knife? That was, anyway, that's, yeah, there is, he was going in and out of jhana.
Wakali.
Huh?
Wakali.
I guess that might be one, that wasn't the one I was thinking of, but yeah, the, where he uses, he's going in and out of temporary liberations of mind and decides to time his suicide while he's absorbed in one of these things, I guess. And then the Buddha says, oh, see that dark cloud going back and forth? That's Mara, the evil one. He can't find the citta of this one because he attained final Nibbana. So that, but I don't think any of us would recommend this. And, perhaps it is possible, but not, I wouldn't say it's so likely. Yeah. Possible, but not probable. Usually, we would teach that suicide, you know, suicide is normally an act done in great despair, and that that act actually would, it doesn't solve the problem. It would, as the mind continues on, it would increase the confusion